She had every reason to stay stuck. My client, that is. Childhood trauma, toxic marriage, bankruptcy at 33. And by all accounts, she should have folded, right? She should have stayed in therapy forever, talking about her pain like it was the main character. She should have kept journaling, kept processing, kept walking in circles around the same freaking wound, lighting a fucking candle to it like it was holy, right? She should have done what all the good people say. The chant, the whisper under their breath every time someone wants more. You know, take your time. Don't push too hard. Just wait until you're ready. Shit. Safe advice, predictable advice, and completely fucking deadly. Because safe is not safety. Safe is the cage. Safe is suffocation. Safe is the polite death. People die every single day and everyone applauds them for it. You know? Like, look how patient she is. Look how grounded he is. No. Look at how fucking beige they are. And this woman, she didn't want safe anymore. When we met, she didn't ask me for more therapy. She didn't want me to sit in her pain with her like we were supposed to worship it. She wanted fire. She wanted results. She wanted to stop circling the wound and finally move. So that's what we did. The thing she was most afraid of. We stopped protecting the wound. We stopped treating it like, you know, porcelain. And instead we built from it. We weaponized it. 6 months later, she launched her first program. She made more in a single month than her old yearly salary. And finally, she called herself what she was all along, a leader. Not because she was healed. Not because the past magically disappeared. Not because she finally reached some perfect clarity. But because she was willing to walk straight into the chaos, crown herself in it, and move with conviction. That's the real fucking work. And here's the thing. Some of you listening right now, you are sitting on fire just like her. You've got scars, right? You've got chaos. You've got a whole fucking backstory. And you're holding back. You're saying you need more clarity. You're saying you need more healing. You're saying you're not ready yet. And let me just say it. That's the most disrespectful shit you can do to yourself. The disgrace is not in your trauma. The disgrace is not in your wounds, your mistakes, or the chaos you've lived through. The disgrace is in wasting it, in playing it safe while pretending you're preparing. You know? In letting people with half your power outrun you, not because they're better, but because at least they had the audacity to move. Now think about that for a second. Think about the moments you've watched someone take a stage or launch an offer or get celebrated, and deep down you knew you were more powerful, more experienced, more fucking wild than them, but you didn't move. You stayed in the waiting room, you know, telling yourself you weren't ready. That's the humiliation. That's the silent choke. And I get it. It feels safe. It feels like you're being responsible, but let's call it what it is. It's fear in a prettier outfit. It's hesitation disguised as strategy. It's cowardice dressed up as clarity. So here's the truth. You don't need more clarity. You don't need to go on a 6-month self-love retreat. You don't need to keep rewriting your vision board until the universe gives you permission. You've already proven you can survive. Now prove you can live. And listen, this is not about ignoring the shit you've been through. I would never tell you to pretend it didn't happen, to just think positive or bury it under a gratitude list. That's more bullshit from the Safe Brigade. This is about taking that wound, that scar, that trauma and saying, you don't get to chain me down anymore. You're my launch pad now. Okay? It's about building muscle around the fire instead of hiding it under blankets. It's about refusing to keep your power in a waiting room because it makes people more comfortable when you're small. You think climbers in the 70s and 80s waited for clarity before they hit a mountain? Fuck no. They didn't have GPS. They didn't have rescue choppers on standby. They didn't have Instagram to prove they did it. They had frostbite. They had storms. They had violent weathers and zero guarantees, and they still went. Because they weren't chasing safety. They were chasing aliveness. And that's what we've lost in the noise of modern life. We've confused safety with purpose. We've confused clarity with conviction. We've confused processing with progress. But the fulfillment you're searching for isn't in the summit. It's not in the perfect win. It's in the fucking suffering. It's in the stretch. It's in the moment where you dig deeper than you've ever had to do. You know, pull courage out of your bones and realize who the fuck you are. That's what you remember. That's what you cherish. That's the wild freaking medicine we're starving for. And here's the funny thing. People will applaud you for staying stuck. They'll pat you on the back for being realistic. They'll tell you to slow down, to breathe, to wait for the perfect conditions because it makes them feel better about their own hesitation. But you weren't built for beige applause. You weren't built to be, you know, the good student of patience. You were built for fire. You were built to move. So if you're listening to this right now and you're still playing safe, here's your choice. You can keep rearranging the furniture in hesitation wheel. You know, keep calling for your lack of clarity. Keep chanting the good person mantras that keep you beige. Or you can move now. With conviction, with chaos, with scars, with mess, with fire. Because here's the deal. The wound will never be fully gone. Okay? The wound will never be fully gone. The fear will never fully disappear. The chaos will never fully calm. So if you're waiting for that day, you're signing up for a life sentence in mediocrity. So choose different. Stop protecting the wound, build from it. Crown yourself in the chaos and walk straight through it because you've already proven you can survive. Now it's time to fucking live. And maybe this is the only thing you needed to hear today. Your scars aren't an excuse. Your wounds aren't a hall pass. Your chaos isn't a cage. It's your fuel. It's your fire. It's your fucking weapon. So use it.